From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a setback in England for Brexit. A High Court decision in London has thrown a roadblock in the way of England's decision to pull out of the European Union. VOA's Luis Ramirez has the story from the British capital.
Britain's High Court ruled Thursday that the government of Prime Minister Theresa May cannot start the process of breaking up with the EU without Parliament's approval. British voters approved Brexit in a shock decision in June. Now, opponents say and the High Court agreed that starting the process without Parliament's say is unconstitutional. The reaction from No. 10 Downing Street, an appeal in December. May thinks she may still kick off the two-year process in March. Her spokesman said May will not let the ruling derail the timetable to implement a decision made by the British people. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
U.S. President Barack Obama says Republican Donald Trump would abuse his presidential powers if elected president. On Tuesday, Obama says anyone who disrespected women or the Constitution before becoming president won't change after being elected. He says the only difference is the person will have more power to carry out the twisted notions that the person had before taking office. Donald Trump's wife, Melania, is making a rare appearance on the campaign trail on Thursday, delivering a get-out-the-vote speech in the Philadelphia suburbs with less than a week to go before Election Day. Mrs. Trump will headline her first solo event with a speech outlining her husband's vision for American women, children, and families, and laying out her priorities as First Lady if her husband is elected to the White House in next Tuesday's election. Make sure you stay with us on VOA for full election coverage. This is VOA News. U.S. and Afghan forces came under fire Thursday while targeting senior Taliban commanders during a joint operation in northern Kunduz province, calling in airstrikes during an assault that killed 26 civilians, three local troops, and two American service members, that according to NATO and local officials. NATO described the Americans killed and two other Americans wounded as being part of what they called a train, advise, and assist mission, rare combat casualties for Western forces who handed over the task of securing Afghanistan to local troops some 2 years ago. Meanwhile, Afghan officials said they're still investigating the attack and its civilian casualties, some of which may have been caused by the airstrikes. Residents later carried over a dozen corpses of the dead, including children, toward the local governor's office in a show of rage a year after American forces attacked an area hospital. A Russian lawmaker says that if Syrian rebels do not leave the city of Aleppo by the end of a new pause in fighting, Russian and Syrian forces will purge the city. Russian President Vladimir Putin offered a new unilateral pause in fighting in war-ravaged Aleppo Wednesday, urging rebels to use it to lead the city's besieged eastern districts. The Syrian rebels dismissed Putin's initiative. Senator Franz Klintsevich told the Interfax news agency Thursday that a purge will begin if there are no results once the pause ends at 7 p.m. Friday. Russian officials have not previously indicated what they intend to do when that pause expires. The UN declined to use humanitarian corridors to access Aleppo when Russia first opened them 2 weeks ago, saying the rebels and pro-government forces would not guarantee their safety. The Chicago Cubs won their first World Series in 108 years, beating the Cleveland Indians 8-7 in 10 innings. The Cubs led 6-3 after the first six innings, but Cleveland scored three runs in the bottom of the eighth to tie it up. Neither team scored in the ninth, and after a brief rain delay, the game went into extra innings. Broadcaster Pat Hughes described the moments ending Game 7 on the Cubs radio network.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series! The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down, like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over, and the celebration begins.
Cleveland was only a game away from claiming the title after winning the first, third, and fourth game of the series. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.